This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, believe it or not, it's time for farmers to be making decisions about fall and spring fertilizer applications. Randy Darr of Soil Right Consulting in Shipman says he'll soon be talking with farmers about their spring soil test results, and he expects to see continued advancements in the soil sampling industry as new technology was showcased at a Brookside Laboratory conference this week.
Yes, I'm affiliated with Brookside Laboratories in New Bremen, Ohio, and it's the only laboratory organization of its kind that the consultants that are affiliated with it are the only ones that are allowed to use it. And I currently serve a position on the board of directors, and we just finished up our 65th annual summer conference. The organization's been in existence since 1952. It's one of the oldest agricultural laboratory services in the world, and really it's always a good time to go see friends and get educated on lots of different things that we're encountering in agriculture. And we have been focusing a lot on technology in recent years. You can never get too much technology training. But it's going to be nice to head back home and get back to work.
Well, that's really exciting. And Randy, I think that's the laboratory you've been working with since you started your business, right?
Yes, I've been affiliated with Brookside since 1986, so just going to be starting our 32nd year affiliated with them.
You talked about or mentioned the technology at the conference. So has a lot changed since you started in the 80s based off of now what you're doing today when you're taking samples and other things you're doing?
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yes. As far as, the principles haven't changed, and we still kind of abide by the same scientific practices, but the way we go about it has changed so much. I remember back when I started of having to go to the FSA office, which back then was called the ASCS office, and had to get aerial photos, and we hand drew maps, and it was really a kind of a brutal task to go out and try and draw maps by hand and just visually looking at fields. And where today we're using satellite technology with GIS, and I don't know as it's made it easier, but we are much more precise than we used to be.
And I bet there's more information available now also with all this technology.
Oh yeah, yes, we can get information from multiple sources, and we can do multiple things with the information we attain. We're really going into the direction of trying to discover profit per area of a field, generating maps or profit maps, so to speak, or revenue generation maps, to where we know or we can help our clients understand where the most of their money or revenue is generated from in fields. So it's really kind of really a neat time in agriculture, seeing a lot of the changes and a lot of the things that we're doing, and we've just hit the tip of the iceberg as far as technology. There's going to be so many things that happen by the time I'm done with my career that it's just mind-boggling what we're going to see in the next 5 and 10 and 20 years.
Well, that's really exciting to hear you say that and sound excited about it, someone who's been there since the 80s and now seen all these changes happen, and to know that there's more developing. So, Randy, I guess I'll ask, how is business? I know there are busier times of the year, and right now we're in the middle of the growing season, so probably not quite as busy mm-hmm. as you are at other times, but, are you still taking samples right now, and just what have you been up to?
Yeah, we've finished up our sampling season of the we call it the spring season, which lasts about 6 months, it seems. We're in the process of beginning right away of going through all of those reports and getting them to our clients so that we can they can be planning on we're making recommendations. All of next week I'll be in the office crunching numbers and trying to figure out exactly where we need to be going as far as our clients' recommendations and get those delivered, and then they can start planting because, you know, harvest is right around the corner, and we want to be prepared to get things ready for next year. So in my business, I'm pretty much a year or two ahead of the curve. I have to be at least a year ahead of my clients, and so that I can help them prepare for the future.
Absolutely. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So as you're preparing reports, you said this next week, are you helping farmers make decisions about fall fertilizer application, or is it even farther out into next spring?
Yeah, it's both. The bulk of it is what kind of fertilizers and how much are we going to use this fall or next spring, depending on the how things shake out. We're really focused on economics right now, especially right now. We always have been, but we try to combine agronomy with economics and make sure that the recommendations we're making can financially be done. So soil fertility and soil health is never an event. It's always a process, and we want to ensure that we're at least moving forward in our ability to help our clients keep the soil healthy, but it also has to fit economically too. So that may sound easier said than done. You just, you know, if economics are bad enough, you know, you can't buy fertilizer. Well, our clients are in a position to where we're not buying fertilizer because we don't have to, not because we can't. And that really puts the farmer in a better position of being able to be proactive in his decision making.
Well, Randy, it sounds like you've got a great thing going and you're helping out a lot of farmers. So we wish you the best of luck this season as you have those conversations and help them plan ahead. If someone would like to do some business with you or would like to get a little bit more information, what's the best way to talk to you or give you a call?
Well, one of the best ways for looking for information is our website, soilright.com, or you can like us on Facebook at Soilright LLC. And, my cell phone number is the easiest one to get a hold of me. It's 217-825-9317.
Randy Darr of Soil Right Consulting and Shipment, and we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. Federal scientists have measured the largest dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico in recent history. The oxygen-depleted area is roughly the size of New Jersey. Politico's Morning Ag Report says the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the increasing dead zone was fed by nutrient pollution washing down the Mississippi River. NOAA says the nutrient runoff comes primarily from farms, as well as urban and suburban runoff. This type of pollution, called non-point pollution in the Clean Water Act, is not federally regulated and it's difficult to control. The nutrients cause massive algae blooms that suck oxygen from the water as they decompose. Scientists studying the problem said that to reach a goal of shrinking the dead zone down to 1,900 miles, runoff from the Mississippi River would have to be cut by 45%. A task force formed in 2001 set a goal of reducing the dead zone 4.5 times smaller than it is today, missing the goal it set for 2015. The task force now says it will take another 20 years to reach its goals using voluntary, state-led reduction efforts. Well, farmland is one of the most significant assets producers have in their portfolio, and strong land values are critical to maintaining strong equity positions for producers and good collateral for ag lenders in the current economic downturn. An Iowa State University survey results are unclear where land values are going as signals are mixed. For example, the Iowa State Land Value Survey shows the Iowa farmland market has dropped 3 years in a row after peaking in 2013. It's the first three-year drop in Iowa since the 1980s. At the same time, several sources are predicting that the drop in Iowa farmland value has begun to slow. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago recently reported a 2 and 5% increase in farmland value for Iowa and Wisconsin, respectively, from April of 2016 to this past April. That's the first year-over-year increase for Iowa in 4 years. USDA's recent land value survey in August of last year showed a modest climb in land values in the Southeast, the Delta region, and the Southern Plains from June of 15 to June of 2016. A friendly reminder that the Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn tomorrow morning from 8 to noon in the Gillespie United Methodist Church parking lot, and they'll also be selling again on Monday and Tuesday. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.